All right. Good afternoon and welcome. This is the hybrid special commission meeting of July 25th, 2022. City Clerk, could you briefly announce how to participate in this meeting virtually, realizing that the over-under on the meeting is 12 minutes?
Yes, sir. So anyone can come here in person, but if you want to participate virtually, you can join the meeting by visiting the Zoom app or by telephone. The Zoom app is zoom.us. By telephone, you could also call 301-715-8592, or the toll-free number is 888-475-4499. Toll-free, 888-475-4499. The webinar ID is 813-928-5767-1 pound. 813-928-5767-1 pound. If you want to speak virtually, you raise your hand on the app or press star 9 on the phone.
Okay, and there is actually a public hearing at this one. Let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'd like to call up a recent superstar of the city. That's right, Raquel, you're coming up to lead us in the pledge. I see all these people have gravitated towards you to get a little bit of that ambiance of stardom that you have. So we appreciate all you do. Let's see if you can do the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Excellent. All right, Mr. Clerk, any announcements?
No, sir.
All right, let's get right to the business. Call up R5A.
R5A is an order to the Mayor, City Commission of the City of Miami Beach, Florida, establishing the special election date for filing of Commission Group 2 vacancy in the event the City Commission chooses to fill said vacancy by election, by authorizing pursuant to Florida Statute, Section 101.75, Subsection 3, and corresponding Florida statutes, the move of said special election date to November 8, 2022, with a runoff election date of December 6, 2022, specifying qualifying dates, including qualifying via petition, providing for repeal or severability codification and an effective date. This is a second reading public hearing.
I move the item, Mr. Mayor.
Whose item has been moved? I'll second it. Let's put it. Anyone from the public? Okay. Nobody online?
No, sir.
Anybody? Raquel, do you want to speak again? No? Okay. All right. Let's bring it back and let's vote. Anybody want?
I have one question.
Yeah.
In the event that we're going to request additional early voting days, do we have to have any other language?
I requested those and I got back an answer today and they said no.
No. Right.
So there is no early voting on December 6th.
Okay.
That's unfortunate. So if we have an election on December 6th, please show up. All right. Let's go. Is there any objection? This is not a roll call.
It is a roll call.
Roll call. Call the roll.
Commissioner Richardson.
Yes.
Commissioner Minor.
Yes.
Commissioner Arriola.
Yes.
Commissioner Fernandez.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Rosa Gonzalez.
Yes.
Mayor Gelber.
Yes.
And just for a point of information, all our ads will mention that there is no early voting if a runoff is required.
Okay. All right. Thank you all. Let's move to R5A and R7A. R7A.
R7A, special election on November 8th to fill Group 2 vacancy.
Okay, now this is a separate item?
The ordinance you just adopted authorized you to move the date to November 8th. This resolution would call the election on November 8th.
Okay, Fernandez moves it.
Yes.
There's no public hearing, right?
No.
Okay, I'll second it. Let's go ahead and this is a voice vote?
Yes.
Show it done without objection. Okay.
Mr. Mayor, point of order. At the last meeting, I requested to remove my name from the sponsorship of this and for it to be from the entire body.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Please. Yeah.
Without objection, show it done.
Thank you.
All right, let's move to R7B.
R7B is referendum issue GEO bond, improve arts, culture, facilities.
Okay, Arriola moves it. I'll second it. Anyone else want to be? Now, we did this 6-0 last time. Anybody else want to be?
It's actually 5-1.
It was 5-1. Oh, forget that. I'm sorry. Okay, let's go ahead and
does is reflect the language that that you amended on the floor last Wednesday and moves over a few of the categories or just in different places, but no change in the words.
Okay, anybody else want to be heard? And not a public hearing? Oh, Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez.
So since we passed this bond, I already had several different cultural institutions that feel like they were not included in the initial bond reach out to me. It's going to be a very sticky situation as we are moving forward because the way that this was vetted, certain organizations made some list and others didn't. There was this presentation at the GEO Bond Committee that I didn't understand was so pivotal. If not, I would have attended it. I also think that, the financials that we showed on this bond were based on today's interest rates, and in a year and a half, those interest rates might be very different. And I'm very worried that instead of costing $200 per household, this could end up costing a lot more money. And I feel very conflicted on how this was done. I know that I had the Miami Piano Music Festival, I had a salsa festival reach out to me, many. So that's it. I know I think that amount that we agreed to, the $3 million, I thought it was supposed to be bigger. There was an amorphous kind of, amount that was going to go to different people that reached out after the fact, and I don't think that amount is large enough to accommodate the people that are now going to come forward and want to be included.
Okay, I'm going to go to Commissioner. Let me just say one thing. We have not, just so you know, this has been going on, I don't know, for a year, but it's certainly probably close to that between committee work and other times. The GO Bond Committee just met after it went through various finance committee, and so there's a pretty extensive process. I have not received a single email, not one, from anyone who said I wanted to be in. The only one I heard about was the Miami Beach Classical Music Festival, who, by the way, knew about it well in advance. The problem is this was for capital, so anyone that just wanted money for their festival wasn't getting it because you can't fund that in a bond. This is just for capital improvements for venues, maybe equipment, but not more than that. So the truth of the matter is I have not received a single email or anything other than Long Beach Classical Music Festival, which actually is sort of expected to use the Collins Park as a home and a performance venue. But again, we're not providing them any funds for what they do because a bond that is tethered to capital improvements and creations of venues like the Byron Carlisle cannot be used for actually a festival itself. That's has to come from some other. So I haven't heard of any of that. I appreciate that in terms of costs could go up. It's true, anything could happen. But this process has been going on for many, many months, and I think the GO Bond Committee had at least two, if not three, meetings after all the meetings that preceded it. Commissioner Ariola, I know you had your hand up.
Yeah, I was going to reiterate, actually say what you just said, which is I think, as the person who sponsored and shepherded this for over a year, so it's, shocking that people didn't know about it, given the fact that, dozens of organizations got vetted and approved. But I didn't get a single email other than lots of thank yous from the various organizations that stand to receive funding and people that support them. But moreover, if you look at the piano festival, the salsa festival, I mean, this, as the mayor said, is for capital projects, right? So to the extent, pick something, the band shell, hopefully the Byron Carlisle, the Colony, those are places that those organizations will play at. They don't have buildings that the city owns that are going to be renovated or rehabbed. So, I think we just need to explain to those organizations that this is going to be good for them because we're going to be significantly upgrading the facilities in which they perform, and operating dollars is something that they need to be applying for in the yearly budget process. And, those tend to be lower dollar amounts in the thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. These are for long-term capital projects in the millions or tens of millions of dollars. So I think, inform them of what this is going to be used for and that they stand to benefit from it and that they'll be taken care of in the yearly budgetary appropriations.
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah, sure, Commissioner. Vice Mayor.
What can we do as a body to make sure that because of this bond, what if interest rates go up and all of a sudden we're seeing a $300 or $400 tax increase per household? I mean, is there something that I can do? I mean, now I either have to vote against every single art and cultural organization or vote to potentially tax our residents an amount that could be excessive based on interest rate increase that have not been factored into the numbers that we were given. So I just want some assurance. If we choose, if interest rates grow, if we pass this, interest rates are increased, and we say the tax increase based on this is going to be $350 per household. I don't want to do that. Can I vote no on the tranches, or do I not have any say over that? Once we vote on this money, I just want to understand what I'm doing because I don't want to tax people this amount. It's a real problem for me.
Okay.
And I could address that.
It's not for an unlimited amount. This
question, what you're doing today is just taking this to the voters to decide whether they want to approve to authorize us to issue bonds. We don't have to issue bonds, and it would follow, and that would be subject to separate action, separate public hearings later for the actual issuance of the bonds. And if interest rates go through the roof, then you could right size your amounts to coincide with whatever target you're trying to achieve in terms of debt service. But that you do have a separate opportunity, Commissioner, with the approval of the bonds themselves, if the voters approve this in November.
And by the way, just to add to that, remember that a lot of these cultural institutions had different levels, and we funded at a certain level. So if we felt like we weren't able to generate the cash at the level we thought, then we would simply build the amount so that it captured what we believed or what the commission at the time believed we need to do. In other words, most of these programs, other than maybe the Byron Carlisle, which is, but even the Collins Park had different levels. We went to the higher level, but if we went to the lower level, still a very viable project. Many of the projects, remember, are with groups that actually raise other money as well. So I think we'd have sway to do that. And I think probably any commission that had to confront that would certainly confront that in a way that was sympathetic and thoughtful to the ability of our community to properly pay for it. But I don't think that's an issue now. Otherwise, we would, I think, never do a bond because we would never know what the future holds. But we'll have an opportunity when we go to market to decide what we want to go to market for. So can we go ahead and vote? Is there anyone else?
Let's go. Just further assurance, Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez, if voters ask you these questions, I mean, you can also remind them just recently, last year or so, we refinanced other previous GO bonds, which actually saved them money. So the market is fluid. The rates go up, but they also go down, and we take advantage of the good situations, and we sometimes wait before we issue other tranches. On the most recent GO bond of 2018, we're still in tranche one, and we're not going to issue tranche two until probably sometime next year or maybe even later, depending on market conditions. And then also, municipal bonds are among the very, very lowest interest rates there are in the entire financial markets. So, when you look at the total amount of bonds that might be issued, we have to remind voters that it's not all on day one, year one. This is going to be phased out over many years. So the taxes come in slowly over time. And then also, we're not voting to tax residents. They're voting to tax themselves.
Got a question. Additionally, I'd say this year when we actually went to market, the interest rate was lower because of resiliency efforts and all the other things they consider. I actually think, by the way, I've always quoted a property values at $40 billion in our city, which is, of course, collateral and everything for all these things. It's now much higher than that. I think probably we're a better risk than we've ever been in a bond market that is usually a lower interest rate than other markets. So, but again, we're going to make that decision at a later date. Commissioner Fernandez, then I'll go to you, Vice Mayor.
Yeah, and just a question, perhaps it's either to the attorney or to the manager. Once we go to market, and pardon my ignorance on this, and I would imagine if I have this question, I'm sure people in the public have this question as well. Once we go to market, the interest rate at that time is what stays for the duration of the bond. It doesn't fluctuate.
I think our rates would be fixed.
Would be fixed.
Yes.
Okay. And well, then, but however we could refinance.
And locked in for, there's a call period for typically like 10 years. So we're waiting right now on some 2015 resort tax bonds. And when that 10-year period comes up, if there's an ability to refinance, to refund some of those bonds, then we could.
Thank you.
They're otherwise fixed.
Thank you.
The only thing I would add is that all of these beneficiaries, the bonds, need to know that we're not necessarily passing this and then the next month giving them this money. And I feel like there's a perception that this is going to happen all very quickly. This is going to be a long, drawn-out process. I don't necessarily think that the taxpayers, I mean, depending on what the interest rates are at a certain time, they're not getting the money tomorrow. So while we're approving this to go on the ballot, it has to pass the ballot, and then literally we have to come up with some sort of format of how we're going to do all of this, and that would be under your purview, correct?
Yes. I mean, including, a recommendation for oversight. I mean, you currently have, all those decisions were made after this current GOB passed. Mm-hmm. So those are all things that we're going to be thinking about in the fall, but will be decided upon once they pass.
Okay, so just because it passes does not mean that the money is being issued the next day. Not that we don't want to get everybody their monies. I just don't want people to think that that's what's happening because it isn't necessarily what the process is.
Mm-hmm. Mayor,
Commissioner Richardson looks like he's in pain. What did I say?
I look like.
I'm sorry. I was. We're near the over, but I guess that's okay. Go ahead.
No, I think I've talked to almost all of these cultural institutions, and I think they all understand. I mean, every one of these, with the exception of the Wolfsonian and the Jewish Museum, their facilities owned by the city of Miami Beach, and they all understand that these are capital projects that are going to have city oversight. So we're not giving them the money. We're basically going to be doing capital projects on facilities that we own. And we're going to be funding those, and we're going to be managing those. The exceptions are the two that are not owned, but they're such an integral parts of our cultural institutions in the city. So, and then we, of course, the city manager and company is going to have to come up with a program on the workforce housing that we decided to put in there since it's such an important. But I would say, to the extent that you're getting questions, and by the way, I haven't gotten any questions at all on this, on people on the programming side, is that we can't do programming dollars in this. It's a capital bond. So the programming dollars come in our annual grants that people can apply for. So, but we couldn't do that here. It's not the type of bond it is. It's a capital bond. So, and to the question on the rates are fixed. And we wouldn't want to do variable because then we take the risk that the rates could go up. But then we have the option that if the rates come down, there are certain covenants, but we do have some refinancing options.
We saved $22 million, I think, the day we issued our first tranche last year, or whenever we did them. It was pretty awesome. Okay, let's go ahead and vote, guys. Let's just call the roll.
I call the roll? Yes.
Yeah.
Commissioner Arriola.
Yes.
Commissioner Fernandez.
Yes.
Commissioner Minor.
For the reasons I stated at the July 20th meeting, no.
Commissioner Richardson.
Yes.
Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez.
Yes.
Mayor Gelber.
Yes.
Motion carries. The item is approved 5-1.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.